I think about 4 or 5 years ago, we started receiving an influx of an increase in government-assisted refugees who were arriving under the Government of Canada's Urgent Protection Program due to human trafficking. They were overwhelmingly women and their children, and we started trying to support them and quickly recognized that there were a lot of cultural and language barriers, and also the healthcare system wasn't fully prepared with all the different supports that they needed. So we've kind of been working on this project for several years, and we're really grateful that it's finally taking place.
Why do you believe that you're seeing that big increase?
It's overwhelmingly women, but it does happen with men as well. They would be fleeing their country due to compulsive, indefinite military service, family violence or intimate partner violence, religious persecution, or just wanting opportunity for work or education. So they would want to, or there could be conflict in their own countries, and wanting to flee across borders would put them in a very precarious position. So often they would, for example, hire smugglers who would take them, and this would start out as a consensual relationship, but then the smugglers would, recognizing the vulnerability of these individuals in these positions, would then in turn hold them for ransom, or taking them, across borders that, for example, where Daesh would be, or other militant groups, and they would fall prey to these groups, unfortunately. So this is what we really started seeing about 4 or 5 years ago. And then the pandemic has exacerbated the situation where the borders, with border closures, it becoming more difficult to freely travel between borders, and people desperate to get out of a conflict or these terrible situations that I mentioned, using smugglers who in turn abuse their trust.
So when victims of human trafficking arrive in this province, and what are some of the big needs that the association is helping to try to meet?
Just getting the structural supports in place, and recognizing they're overwhelmingly traveling as individuals or with their children. So just the lack of family support, social support, and they may be even, not feeling comfortable connecting to their own community members due to the what the experiences that they have had to endure. In addition to that, there's of course cultural and language barriers, and again, navigating a healthcare system and getting the supports they need with all of these other barriers on top of it can make it very, very difficult.
So now, in response to this, the C Project has been created. What is the C Project?
The C Project, it stands for Support, Empower, and Access. And it's going to support, immigrant and migrant women who've experienced that sexual or labor trafficking, either pre-migration or if they're at risk of experiencing it in Canada. And, we're going to offer the structural supports they need through some intensive case management, and also offer culturally meaningful programs and services in their own language. We're going to use peer support to work with women to build the capacity of other service providers who are supporting survivors of human trafficking so that they too can meet the needs and goals of immigrant women. So we're doing a lot of capacity building all the way around.
How many people have you helped with this program so far?
Well, we're just getting started. It's just launched, and we're still in the hiring process. We're forming the advisory group. We do have a project lead who's just been hired as well. So we're really going to be getting rolling in the next month or so. We really hope to work with survivors and those at risk of experiencing trafficking, just to hold space to share information so that they know that they're not the only ones. While this project is targeted towards immigrants, it really can't happen to any of us. We just really want to inform women of their rights, where they can turn to for help, and we want to really broaden those circles of support and help to address, the root causes that force women into these precarious positions. Women need information, they need jobs and education and opportunity and social connection, and we really hope with the C Project to facilitate that.